We have a pianist today, and he will play his first selection, and then you'll get a chance to meet him. This is Isaac Chee.
Thank you.
Isaac Chi at the Saturday Light Brigade, and that was beautiful to listen to, and from my perspective to watch, too. There was a lot of crosshand work as Isaac was playing. What was the name of the piece you just played?
It was the Beethoven Sonata, Opus 2, Number 2.
And I'd like to know a little bit about you. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 14 years old. I'm in ninth grade, and I homeschool.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Now, before I forget, would you like to say hello, a shout-out, or acknowledge anybody in your family or friends or teachers? Who are you studying piano with?
Mrs. Marina Lupinacci.
And so we should acknowledge her. Have you been studying with her for some time?
Yeah.
And also the Pittsburgh Concert Society, who's encouraging you to play. What was it like? Were you nervous when you auditioned? I always am curious about that whole process. Now, your sister's been through it, so I guess she was able to help you a little bit. But what was that like?
I was very nervous. The audition was in a huge hall, and there was one piano in the middle of the stage, and the judge sat 20 feet away.
Oh my.
So it was very nervous.
And was it a grand piano?
Yeah.
So had you played a grand piano before?
Yeah, I have a grand piano at my home.
Okay, so because that would be, to me, I would think sitting at a grand piano the first time, if that were the situation, would be really something. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I've thought about it, but I haven't really come to any decision.
Yeah, what are some of the options that you think you might consider?
Maybe something in maybe accounting, because I've always been known to like to count things.
So you're good at math, and also just, can you look at a column of numbers and add them up pretty well without a calculator or computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time too, and I think it's real easy, but sometimes people are amazed, and you'd probably be, if you like doing it, it's a good thing. What do you like most about playing piano, or what are some of the things, you know, that playing piano, I'm just curious how it fits into your life. I mean, does it help relax you or make you feel calm, or is it a chance to be creative?
I sometimes use it to just relax from schoolwork. Like after I'm tired from doing a lot of schoolwork, I just play piano because it uses another side of your brain. So it relaxes the other side. And also sometimes you get, if you're angry, piano can calm you down. And it's just a very good instrument.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very grounding. You know, you can come back to it and play whenever you'd like. About how often do you play? You must play every day, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Is it for an hour or so? Or
for an hour or an hour and a half.
Are there other interests that you have? Anything else you like to do outside or indoor things?
I play tennis, with my club and also with a few coaches. And also I also play the violin.
Oh.
So it's another instrument I play.
Very good. Well, it's so nice to meet you. This is our last moment to talk before your next piece. Did you have anything else you'd like to say that I didn't ask you?
I'm thankful for my family for supporting me, and also for competitions like the Pittsburgh Concert Society that give many opportunities to us students. Yeah.
Thank you. And that was just so well stated. And PittsburghConcertSociety.org is where you can learn more about Pittsburgh Concert Society, including a concert that's going to be happening. I believe it's September 23rd, if I have 28th, September 28th. And you can learn more about that concert coming up. It's at 2 o'clock in the Kress G Theater at Carnegie Mellon University. What piece would you like to finish up with, Isaac?
I'm playing Debussy's Masques.
Once again, this is Isaac Chi.
Thank you.
Isaac Chi, thank you very much for being here with us today. And as always, thank you to Antoinette and everybody at the Pittsburgh Concert Society.